is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Good Monday morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. We got a great show for you to get your week started off, but it's going to be kind of a relaxed show. We're going to relax a little bit on this Monday after a crazy week last week that ended pretty busy, crazy Friday with, of course, the tragic news on Highway 24 early that morning. And there was a law board meeting later that day. There was the industrial hemp public forum that was at that afternoon. So all sorts of stuff. So I just figured, at least starting out on this Monday edition of In Focus, just kind of have a more relaxed start with how hectic it was last week. And a hectic weekend is graduation weekend. It's always a big time here in Manhattan, a big time for any college town. And again, congrats to all the graduates out there. A little bit later in the show, actually just shortly, won't be too long, just a few minutes away, we'll have KSU Tom Schwartz of KSU Vet Med will be in studio with us. He's actually the hospital director for the Veterinary Health Center at Kansas State University. And some of the topics that we're going to go over include the topic of student finance and loans, as student loans are a major part of life in America. If you go to college, you're most likely, odds are good that you're probably taking out some loans. And graduates, that will become a big factor in your life here pretty quickly as you get ready to move on from your college careers. Also, I do want to get in some of my own personal happy birthdays. You probably heard them all morning. A couple big ones for me. Happy birthday to Gronk. His birthday today, 29 years young. Hope he keeps playing for another 29 years. But really, it's probably only going to be maybe another season. I don't know. It was kind of up in the air if he was going to come back this season. So 29 for him. And, of course, George Lucas, very heartfelt happy birthday from In Focus, from all of us here at In Focus. Happy birthday to George Lucas. If you haven't seen the documentary called Empire of Dreams, it's a documentary that talks about how Lucas came up with Star Wars, how he came up with the script, the process, and just getting the first movie out there. And it's an incredible documentary. If you haven't seen it, if you're a Star Wars fan, if you're a George Lucas fan, if you're just a fan of movies, I can't recommend that documentary enough. It'd be a great way to honor Mr. Lucas tonight to check out that documentary. And you'll probably find some irony in it, because it starts out that George Lucas was very against the major studio system. He was always started out as an independent filmmaker. So it is always kind of ironic when you think about it that he ended up, you know, selling Star Wars to the biggest major corporate movie studio in the world, Disney. It's a fascinating story, but a fascinating guy. I don't care what, even though I didn't really like The Last Jedi that much, or if you didn't really like the prequels that much, it doesn't matter, because the man brought us the original trilogy. Some other things to maybe check out, and we'll have some audio clips of Friday's In Focus probably throughout the week. If you miss Friday's In Focus, it is up on our website on demand at newsradiokman.com. We had 4 out of our 5 state legislatures in studio live with us here on In Focus last Friday. Again, that is on demand. If you haven't checked it out, I highly recommend it. Very fascinating. We covered all sorts of different subjects. We covered industrial hemp and that bill that was talked about quite a bit. Kratom came up. We had some callers call in about marijuana legalization. That was a big topic we talked about. We, of course, talked about school finance. We talked about taxes and the Kansas budget. We talked about all sorts of things, and with them being out of session throughout the summer, we'll try and have them on a few more times while they're out of session. I mean, really, they're out of session until the rest of the year, so we got plenty of opportunity to get them back in, because there were just so many things that I wanted to get to that we never ended up getting to. We had so many calls and so many subjects, and I'll tell you what, an hour on In Focus, which is really probably about close to 40 minutes or so when you take out commercials, it really does go by fast, and especially when you have topics like that, it really does fly by. But again, just a little bit, we'll have Tom Schwartz of KSU Vet Med in studio after the break. And with it being the graduation weekend, there was a couple. I was thinking, like, let's give a few tips to those college graduates. And I did a little searching online. I found a few things, and it said the five best life tips for college graduates. And this is from Forbes.com. And maybe a little later in the show, we'll ask Tom Schwartz maybe some of his tips for graduates. But here's top five from Forbes. So if you're listening, graduates, which I hope you are, you're not in school. School's out at K-State, so you got some time to listen to some InFocus here on K-Man. The first thing Forbes says is don't let perfect be the enemy of good. It says there's a balance to be struck with doing your best and overthinking things. Tina Fey writes in her book Bossy Pants, something Lorne Michaels always said often at Saturday Night Live, the show doesn't go on because it's ready. It goes on because it's 11:30. So that's a very good life tip. Same with InFocus. The show goes on because it's 9:06, not because it's ready necessarily sometimes. That's just the way life is. So you got to be flexible. You just got to be ready to turn it on when you need to turn it on. Second thing it says, top five best life tips for college graduates to develop a healthy lifestyle. I can definitely give you my stamp of approval on that. It'll, especially the older you get, a healthy lifestyle is very helpful in just getting your stuff done and being able to have the energy to do things, find a workout that you enjoy, make sure it's a time frame that you can commit to. Also very important, especially if you move on to a job right out of college, find some healthy foods that you enjoy. And I think that's a key thing that I've been able to find out as far as developing a healthy lifestyle. It's not necessarily that you just got to find all these cliche healthy foods that you might not enjoy. There's a lot of different healthy foods out there, and I guarantee you can find some stuff that you're going to enjoy and that's going to taste good. And again, I guarantee you, postgraduate life, post-college life, healthy lifestyle is going to get you far. Third thing it says, top five best life tips for college graduates, don't be afraid to make mistakes. Very, very key. You're not going to just hit everything out of the park at everything you do. When you make mistakes, it's a good way of finding out what you do well, what you don't do well. Life is, in so many ways, is a process of elimination. So don't be afraid to make mistakes and keep moving forward, even when you do. Fourth thing it says, cultivate your social skills. Because let me tell you, after college, it is harder to find people. It's not like you're going to be dropping into house parties all the time post-college when you're working your 9-to-5. It just doesn't happen anymore. So find ways to get involved with some groups, get involved with folks that you work with, get involved with your community, because you got to keep up those social skills even after college. And the number five thing it says, best tips for college graduates, is to never stop learning. And that's just a great life tip overall. It says the people who succeed are not necessarily the people who graduated top of class or had the most money or best connections. It's people who are adaptable, can evolve with the industry, and are competitive and have more job security. So don't get complacent. Read the news, read trade publications, and I highly recommend that. Read the news, listen to the news here on K-Man, read it on our website. Be sure you're up with what's going on in your country, world, in your community. So again, it was congratulations to those graduates. Just a few quick tips for college. And I'll add in my own real quick, because this is something when I graduated that I planned on doing and I didn't do. And if I could go back, I wish I could have made it happen. If you have the ability to go travel real quick, just out of the country, especially right after college, I highly recommend it. No better time to do it before you kind of get yourself basically into the first day of the rest of your life, getting into the workforce. Go out there and get some experience outside the U.S. Check out some different countries. If you can do that, college graduates, if you're listening, now's the time to do it, because this is a great window for you to do it. We're going to talk about some more stuff with college. We're going to talk about student loans. We're going to talk about K-State veterinary medicine. We're going to talk about the Veterinary Health Center. We'll have Tom Schwartz, the hospital director, coming up on the other side here on News Radio KMAN.